Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Fanboys Cafe MonsterCast podcast, on the air, live, without mistakes. How's things going? Rick, be you there?
Yeah, we're here. What's going on, guys?
Hey, getting ready to do the podcast. You guys ready for tonight's show?
We are stoked about tonight's show.
Cool. Now, tonight, guys, just for the new listeners that are out there, tonight we're going to be talking about something that, to be honest, to me, is one of the more freaky things that are out there. Now, if this is your first time tuning in to the MonsterCast, Fanboys Cafe MonsterCast podcast, what the show essentially is, what it's about, is we talk about things, supernatural things, things like Bigfoot, things like UFOs, scary stuff, things that go bump in the night, ghosts. And tonight in particular, we're going to be talking about a phenomenon that I had only learned about a couple years ago, but apparently it's been rising. The stories have been coming out for about the last 35 years, but technically you can go back much further than that with these stories as well. And tonight what we're talking about is black-eyed children. What do you guys think about that?
I absolutely am infatuated with these black-eyed children right now. Like, it's really consuming me.
It's been consuming me for years. Once the first time I heard the description of the eyes, I knew something was up, and I knew this wasn't some guy from Abilene, Texas, who happened to be a reporter that put a story out in 1998, and it snowballed from there. If you do your research, you find out it's gone back for a long, long time. That was
exactly.
Just the first documented case on the internet.
All right, so that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. Now, you guys are out of studio tonight, so we are kind of doing the phone thing back and forth. What I mean by that is sometimes it might be a little difficult to cue. In other words, in the studio, we can kind of raise our hand, point to each other when you want us. Might be a little bit off on that tonight, so I just want to tell the people out there. But one of the things about the MonsterCast is, as much as we like talking about these subjects, one of the things we like best about it is hearing what you have to say about the subjects as well. So what I mean by that is we want you to call in. If you've got stories, your own stories, by all means, call in and share those. Or just your opinions. What do you think about tonight's subject? And how you do that is you dial 657-383-0551. Again, I'm going to give you that number. It's 657-383-0551. If you want to be a part of tonight's podcast, just simply call that number, and we're going to get you on the air. We're going to talk to you as well. Or you can visit us on Facebook and just look up Fanboys Cafe MonsterCast or MonsterCast. You'll find it on there. You can go to the Fanboys Cafe group on Facebook, and there's links there as well to get to that. But we do want to hear from you. So maybe you're someone who's a little bit shy, you don't want to get on the phone, but you do have questions, you do have opinions that you want to share. Well, that'd be a great place to do that. Or we got some Twitter accounts up, right, guys?
Yes, sir.
You can follow me at MonsterCastBTAT. That's MonsterCast like you'd normally spell it, B-T-A-T. Only because I couldn't fit in the rest. I'm a tattoo artist. I wanted to put B-Tat too, but it's MonsterCastBTAT for me. Follow me.
You're always, please follow me at MonsterCastRick. That's MonsterCast, R-I-K. We're dropping all kinds of stuff on there all the time. We live tweet during the shows.
And like I said, we really want to hear from you. Yeah, we'd love to hear from you guys tonight. So I'm going to check out really quick, just going to the MonsterCast page, the group on Facebook. Nothing there at the moment, but again, guys, if you want to tune in. Also, I've told people this. We've got a pretty major announcement when it comes to the Fanboys Cafe, our sponsor for the MonsterCast. A pretty big announcement we're going to be doing later on tonight. The reason we're going to do it later on is, one, we want to get into this discussion on the Black Eyed Children. Also, in case people are, you know, getting home from work, that kind of thing. We want to give them time to, you know, to get on the cast, so to speak. But we will be making an announcement, a big, huge announcement later on tonight on that. So, guys, Black Eyed Children, let me have it.
Well, first off, I want to start with the original story that everybody knows. Let's just get that out of the way. There's a reporter from Abilene, Texas. He had an experience where he was sitting in a movie theater parking lot. Nobody else was in the parking lot. He was getting ready to leave, knock on his window. Once the knock was on his window, he saw a couple of children. Children, you know, they're just kids. So he rolls down the window a little bit and ask what they need, and they say they want to see Mortal Kombat, which happens to be the show playing at the theater right next door, but they forgot their money, and they need a ride to see their mother. And this guy is immediately gripped with an overwhelming fear, you know, a fear that you shouldn't have from a couple of kids that look like they're 10, 12 years old. But he did. He had an overwhelming fear. And he wouldn't quite, you know, he wasn't letting them in, but they kept coming to ask, they kept asking, you know, let us in. And then it got to the point where it was, we can't come in unless you let us in. And they got very insistent. And at that point, they looked up at him and he saw the eyes. Now, you got to understand something about these eyes. They're not just black. They're not like a contact lens. The contact lens is going to reflect light. You're going to see bits and pieces of the white sticking through the contact. This does not happen with these black-eyed children. These are not contacts. There's no white reflecting off the eyes. There's no light. There's nothing. Of course, this guy was petrified, sped off, looked in his rearview mirror, and they were gone. Now, the big thing here to know is this guy didn't want any notoriety. He started telling people he had to get his story out. He felt the need to. He was changed. He felt the need to tell the story. So he emailed some friends, and from there it ended up on the internet. And a lot of people believe it's just an urban legend because of this. But if you start to dig deeper, you see that even Native Americans, hundreds of years ago, thousands of years ago, that these beings have been reported. This is not an urban legend. This is not something from 1998, like you'll see on the page. People really need to do their research a little bit better, and that's exactly what we've been doing. We want to bring you as much of as we know.
Yeah, now it does to me, it seems like in the early to mid-80s, there started to be a resurgence in these tales of the black-eyed children, black-eyed kids. There did seem to be a resurgence, but as you said, again, doing my research for the show, and by the way, let me put this out there first, do not prep for a MonsterCast podcast on black-eyed children alone at a cafe in a deserted shopping area late at night. Not a fun thing to do when you go out and get your car at night. But anyways, when I was prepping for the show myself, the same thing, a lot of the tales did start to come in the 80s. But if you, again, look back, you do hear of tales. I've heard them as far back myself. The ones I found were some of them as far back as like Civil War times kind of things, and Native American stories as well that weren't dated. But like you said, they're definitely, while the phenomenon may have reemerged since the early to mid-80s, the phenomenon itself has been around much longer.
Okay. Firstly, I do want to throw out a warning about researching this. and which, about getting involved deeply in it,
which we have found out firsthand.
I did have an experience. I'm just going to go into it on the show, but
it's scary.
It's pretty messed up. Just be careful researching it, because sometimes you research too hard, it comes to you.
If you go looking for something as a paranormal investigator, sometimes you find it. Sometimes it finds you. And let that be a warning to anybody that wants to do more than listen to the podcast. If you want to research it, please research at your own risk. Don't hold us responsible.
Now, what's funny about that is we all did our research separate from each other. We have not seen each other, at least myself and you guys, we've not seen each other from since last week's podcast. But what's funny, on my notes right here, one of the notes that I have is something that came out in more than one one of the stories that I had read, but I this is the note I made. It says, if you know about them, they will visit you. That's what people kept reporting. They would hear the stories and then have visits. So it is kind of a scary thing. And what's funny about that for me, while truthfully I have not been visited by the Black Eyed Children, in order to open the Fanboys Cafe, the physical cafe itself, I spent the last few years driving a truck over the road so I could make and save up enough money to get the cafe open. And I'm telling you, I was watching where a lot of people heard of the Black Eyed Children for the first time was one of those shows on Destination America where they have multiple stories, and like the story you just shared. But that was the first time I had heard of it, and it was literally the night before I'm getting ready to head out on the road. Now, as a truck driver, there are plenty of really nice a former truck driver, but when I was driving the truck, but there are plenty of nice truck stops or parking areas to park in. But also, every truck driver will tell you there are plenty of times where you don't have that luxury to park in one of the nice truck stops or one of the nice parking areas that are all lit up. There are plenty of times where you're literally, you know, in the dark on some road in some place that you don't know. So I'm out there and I'm in this situation after just hearing about the Black Eyed Children. And what's funny about it is another thing that I've picked up in all the stories that I've read, all the stories that I've listened to, is this is a phenomenon where there's a lot of fear involved in what's going on. It's funny because we're not talking about black-eyed adults. We're talking about black-eyed children. So it's almost as if you're, you know, as a parent, I'm going to come off, and you guys parents as well, come off concerned about a child that is saying they're lost, concerned about a child that says they've been left behind, concerned about, you know, a children that's coming down a road at night kind of thing. You know, our first instinct, you know, as parents and hopefully as human beings, our first instinct would be, oh my goodness, I need to help this child kind of thing. But once the encounter takes place, every story, no matter who you are, who you think you are, it's a terrifying experience.
We were both going to talk at the same time there. We do that a lot. But I was going to say, not much scares me anymore. I've researched almost everything. And the subject of these children, the thought of these children, it scares the daylights out of me. And I don't say that about a lot of things, but the more you delve into the personal experiences and see how similar they are, you start to realize this isn't made up. This is a true phenomenon, and we don't know what's happening, and it's scary, especially because it's children.
My question is, if you let them into your house, you let them into your car?
Well, that's a really good question, Rick, because truth be told, in all of my research and listening to other shows that have done research into the subject, there's not an answer to that, which kind of gives you an answer to that, I guess is what I'm saying. There aren't stories of people who let them in their car. There's not stories of people who let them in their homes and this is what happened. There are plenty of stories of people who have seen them. One of the things that always seems to happen in the stories, the same links, meaning they're describing the exact same kids. Often, even the looks of the children themselves are often described the exact same way. Again, if you're going to make up a story, if I'm going to make up a story, if somebody's going to make up a story, we're going to make up, you know, what we make up, because we're different people, are going to be, there are going to be differences in those stories. But one of the things are the looks of the kids, what, you know, what they look like. But other threads are the same thing. In other words, they ask to come in. And when you don't answer or refuse, they start to get angry. And like I said, to me, it's a scary thing. Now, again, if you're out there listening, I want to throw this out really quick again, because we'd love to hear from you. We know we have people listening right now. So if you want to comment, again, you can go to the Facebook page, MonsterCast or Fanboys Cafe, either of those you can find us at, ask questions there. Or we'd love to hear from you. What's your opinion on the subject? Or let alone if you've got a story you'd like to share. And all you got to do is dial 657-383-0551. Again, that's 657-383-0551. And if you didn't get a chance, oh, I'm looking for a pen, whoa, you know, that kind of thing, just go to the pages, go to the Facebook groups, and you can find that on those pages as well. And you can find us on Blog Talk Radio. Guys?
We do have a couple theories about what these things are. I did hear a story, we were, like, through researching, that a woman left her 10-year-old son in the car to run into the store. When she came back, she wasn't paying attention to the back seat. She gets in her seat. She starts the car, and she looks in her rearview mirror. And sitting there in the rear view, in the back seat next to her son is a child with black eyes.
You know, it's, I have to interrupt you there just for this reason, because I stated could not find any stories about someone letting them in. And the only case that I was able, and I've heard of other people being able to find, is not an adult letting them in, and this is what happened, but in, like, this case, a child, in particular, the only case that I was able to find where somebody did let them in, but it wasn't a parent, wasn't somebody with, I'll say, authority to allow them in, but in this case, it was that somebody did allow them in, and what it was a child that let them in, correct?
Yes, it was the 10-year-old child sitting in the back seat.
And Hogan, we'll tell you this too. We did manage to find one more story right before we went on the air from a few months back where an adult male let them in. The husband and wife. But it was the man that let them in the middle of a snowstorm at 2:00 in the morning. Of course, scared for the children.
Right.
And we'll go into that after this story, but we did manage to find two. So it took a lot of research, but we did. And none of them are good.
I do want to point out, though, that is another one of the similarities in the stories, is these are things that always take place at night, correct?
Yes. Every one that I've researched and seen is the ones always – they always come at night, which says a lot. Back to the story with the kid in the car – the woman flips out as expected and gets out, yanks her kid out of the car, and she's spazzing out. She ends up calling her husband. The kid vanishes. The black-eyed child vanishes. They don't know what happened to it. It's not in the car any longer. The husband shows up at this gas station, and the wife is like, I'm not going to drive that car home. That is weird. So they switch vehicles. She takes his vehicle. He takes her vehicle. The son rides with the mother. The husband gets in an accident on the way home and ends up going to the hospital. During this time, the mother's asking the son, who was that child? Do you know him from school? No, mommy. So why'd you let him in the car? I thought he could come home and play with me. That's what he wanted. He said he wanted to come home and play with me and to let him in. So the husband ended up being okay. It wasn't, like, it's some minor injuries, concussion stuff. The son proceeded to get very sick over the next few months. They could not diagnose it exactly. It went from one thing to another to another. Every story that I have heard always involves someone getting deathly ill.
And that's a scary thought, because the second story we found about somebody letting them in,
by the way, Kelsey just sent us this story. It's one we were talking about earlier
So thank you very much.
Yeah, that means other people, you are interested. You know what we're talking about. It's good to have that extra information because we're skimming over these topics. But the other story we found, snowstorm, 2 o'clock in the morning, middle of nowhere, very suburban area, or not suburban area, very rural area.
In Vermont.
In Vermont, yes. And they look outside and they see footprints in the snow leading up to their door. They heard the knock first, but they saw the footprint. The wife opened the door. The gentleman didn't come out till later. The wife opened the door and there's two children saying, "Can we come in? We need to use your phone or your bathroom," or whatever they said at that time. It's always a little bit different, but it's the same. And they were asked at the door, "Where are your parents?"
"They will be here
soon." "They will be here soon." That alone scares the crud out of me. Because all we've seen is the children. What are their parents? But anyway, being the good people, the good loving people these people are, she called her husband out and he said, "Let them in." She went to make them cocoa. And
the cat, they have four cats. Three of them hid. Find them, and apparently they're very friendly cats. The fourth cat was in the kitchen with the wife, and when she went to pet it, it hissed at her and growled and ran under their island, their kitchen island.
And none of them went to the door to see what was going on, which we all have had cats. We all know how curious they are. That's not normal.
That's actually another note that I made in my notes is any story that involves people with animals there was fear, there was alarm, and even terror on the part of the animals. German shepherds that are really good watchdogs that normally if there's a sound, they're up and growling and ready to go, but instead cowering behind the owner, whimpering kind of thing. But animals seem to sense that something ain't right is what my point is.
Right. And now this story goes a lot further. So what happens is the kids are now inside.
On the couch.
They still haven't. Yeah, the husband's trying to talk to them, asking where their parents are. They just keep saying they'll be here soon. The wife is in the kitchen making them cocoa. You know, these are obviously good people. They don't deserve what's happening to them. I'll tell you that much. And then the husband, you know, he starts to feel funny. She comes out with her cocoa. One of the kids says, "I need to use the bathroom," and they say, "Okay."
When she comes out with the cocoa, her husband is holding his
head. That's right. He was dizzy.
He had gotten very dizzy, and he didn't know why. At this point, the children looked up at the wife, and she noticed their black eyes. And let me tell you, from whatever it was that I experienced last night, which, like I said, I'm not going to go into it, but the blackness of their eyes isn't a shining. You can't see light in it. There's no shining off it. It is looking into nothing.
It's like looking into the abyss. Like what most people would think of as hell or limbo, the abyss. It's like looking into the inky blackness of space and knowing there's nothing behind those eyes. Now, they say the eyes are the windows to the soul. Suppose when you look at these eyes, there's no soul looking back at you. But anyway, the kid went upstairs to use the bathroom. He wasn't told the bathroom was upstairs, but the husband or the wife, one of them yelled out, it's first door on, whatever. And then the power went out. Kids were up there a while. The wife went up to look for them and said they were just standing side by side in the hallway.
The power had gone out.
In the dark, just looking at her. Anyway, one thing led to another. There's a lot more to it, but we don't have time. Eventually, they did leave, as far as we know. And they claim...
Well, what they said, what they saw, was they said their parents were there. They said, they're here. They got up and left, walked out of the house, left the door wide open, and walked to a car that was sitting at the end of these people's driveways. That was a black car. Two men in black suits, roughly 6 foot tall is what I read, and they got in the car. The man tried to yell at the adult and ask who they were and if everything was okay,
and they ignored them, got in the car, and drove away.
Now, this is fascinating because there's no other stories like this. This is the only one. So do we take it at face value and go with the truth or not? And now with these, one of the stories that, or all the stories, these kids have almost like a hypnotic, it's like a hypnotic stare, almost like they're making you want to open that door. They're making you want to help.
Yeah, what I was going to say with that is, that's yet another one of my notes is, in the first story that you told, the one that was on the Destination America show, the guy talks about looking, you know, he's talking to the kids, and they're saying, let us in, you have to let us in, over and over again to them. Again, something that's commonly reported in these stories. It's another thing. But he's telling them, though, there's no way I'm letting, and again, he's not thinking anything supernatural because he hasn't at this point got a good look at them. But he notices his arm is moving. He's not moving it, but it's moving kind of on its own to unlock the door, to the point that he had to kind of retake charge of himself to not open the door. And that's when he, you know, things really got freaky, and that's when he, when the kids more looked up at him, and he could see their eyes for the first time, and it described again over and over and over again, just like you had just described it, just black emptiness, and again words like soulless coming up in story after story after story. So with that said, at the halfway point, I do want to know your opinion, but I also want to know the opinions of those that are out there that are listening. So again, Rick, V, we'd love to hear from people, right?
Yes, definitely want to.
I'm a Scotty coming to the line.
So how you do that is 657-383-0551. Let us know what your opinion is. What exactly are they? 657-383-0553. Rick, V, I'm going to throw some things out there, and I'm going to get your opinions on these, and I'm going to throw them all out at once, and you can kind of go down the list if you want. But, again, there are people that say one of the stories I heard taking place in or near a graveyard. So are we talking ghosts? Are we talking aliens? Not to sound silly, but are we talking vampires? And again, I'm not trying to sound silly, but you hear the legends of vampires, and one of the things is can't cross the threshold unless invited in. Are they demons? Are they alien hybrids? Aliens and the hybrids often described having these large black eyes. And the last one that I read was somebody talking about interdimensional beings. So again, what is your opinion on the subject?
All right, I'm going to go first here because I've had this opinion for a long, long time. They fit into a lot of different lore, but there are two lores they fit into best. There are two things that very well could have soulless black eyes. One of them I know for a fact has soulless black eyes, which I'm not going to get into now because I've seen it. And those are demons and vampires. Both of which need you to let them in by our lore, both of which they follow the same pattern. But the more I read about these children, as crazy as it sounds, whether they are what we think of as a vampire or not, I do believe that they very well could be the basis for the vampire mythology. I truly, truly believe that. I don't think they're demons. Demons are what I've studied the most in my life. They do fit the bill in some ways, but not enough. Vampires, on the other hand, it fits it almost to a T. The glamour, the needing to be let in, the monotone voices, the children that almost sound like adults. It doesn't add up to being anything but a very old being. And now I'm not saying vampires are immortal. You know, that's up to debate whether they even exist. But that doesn't mean if they do, they don't live hundreds of years. It doesn't mean it's not some sort of weird disease and they don't have some sort of weird, you know, that's my true theory. Demons, on the other hand, if it's a demon, then they're possessing children to trying to get into homes, and they don't need to do that. only a physical being needs to do that to get into the home itself. A demon only needs permission, whether it's implied care, but they only need permission to get into a body, to get into a vessel. So the fact that they need permission to cross the threshold is, I mean, aliens wouldn't do that. Aliens abduct people at night. You know, Men in Black wouldn't do that. They're all entitled. They walk right in. These things don't seem to be able to walk in. And my theory is, I honestly believe in my heart that it's some sort of odd training mission for young vampires. They're learning how to use their powers and hunt. And if it's not training, then it's simply, hey, you know what? The young ones are going to be our most effective hunters and get us in that house. Sorry, I'm throwing out a tweet.
Go ahead.
No, you go. I was just trying to fill the air while he tweeted. You go ahead, Hogan.
No, it's okay. What I was going to say is I actually like your theory there. Personally, up until your theory, again, with myself being more of Bigfoot UFO lore, I tend to lean more towards the alien presence, appearing and then disappearing kind of thing. Again, the gentleman sitting in his car in the parking lot, and suddenly they're there. He's there in this big open parking lot by himself, and suddenly they're there. He starts to drive away, and they're completely gone. The black eyes. But when you study like abduction cases and things like that, and people, and again, not just like one person saying this, but different reports of people being led to see hybrid children of alien and human hybrid children, again, with the big black eyes kind of thing. I was definitely personally leaning towards that. But I like what you had to say.
And now another thing with that, what you just said about them being gone, if you read that story, that man never turned his head around and looked. He looked in his rear view mirror. Now, unusual as it sounds, that not being seen in a mirror is a vampire quality. We don't have pictures of them. We don't have anything. They don't show up. So I believe if he would have turned around and looked over his shoulder, he would have seen them wandering away. But he didn't. He looked in his rear view mirror, and they were gone. So I think that's not quite as supernatural as he thought it was as far as them being gone. I don't think they just disappeared. And a lot of the stories are like that. And if they are what I think, we don't know what kind of speed they have. We don't know any of that. We don't know what they can do. Maybe they're interdimensional beings. Maybe vampires are. And they can just walk in and out of the reality. But like I said, aliens, it was my theory at first too. It really was. I thought they were hybrids. I thought it was something crazy like that. But the more I've read into it, the more I read about the eyes especially, because I've looked into eyes like that, not from black-eyed children, but I've looked into eyes like that, and I know that that's not the eyes that are being described when people describe aliens. They don't describe nothingness. You know, there's still a light in those eyes. There's still thought and intelligence. You see none of that when you look into these eyes. They're devoid of everything.
Once again, I remind people that are listening to the show, we would love to hear your opinions, your stories, if you have one. And all you got to do is call in at 657-383-0551. Again, that's 657-383-0551. Do give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. Now, I know we got some up-and-coming young lady producers for the show that are listening tonight that would like to be some of our regular guest hosts and things like that. So, hey, ladies, now is your time to call in and guest on tonight's show. We'd like to have you guys call in and let us know what your opinion on the subject is. Now, when you were getting into the kids, the one case that you found where adults had let them in, and you described them going to the car, and again, you kind of were all of a sudden in that Men in Black range. That was the first thing that went through my mind in there. Was the whole Men in Black situation, because again, the descriptions were right there.
And I agree with that, but once again, that's the only story we found like that. And I want to believe it, but because it's the literal only story where an adult let them in and that's how it ended, I have a real hard time believing it, because I believe a lot of people have probably let them in, but we don't have stories from them, and that makes me wonder, where are those people now? All
right.
These missing people every day, where are they going? Some bodies
right.
are never even found.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I actually had a buddy who sent me, whether it was prep for this show or something, but he sent me a YouTube link, and it was a pretty long story about people that were disappearing in, like, national parks. And it was stories where, like, two people would be out running very early in the morning. Again, we're still talking night, but very early in the morning, but where it was still dark out. And the person running together is right there with them, right behind them, and then they turn around and the person is gone. We do have a phone, somebody calling in, so hello, caller.
All right.
Hi, it's Sam.
And who we got here?
It's Sam.
Hey, it's Sam calling in. Sam, what's your opinion on tonight's topic?
Not to doubt on your vampire theory there, but you were talking about the alien thing, and it kind of made a little bit more sense, since most encounters with aliens, they always have, they seem to have, like, these dark eyes, and aliens are pretty intelligent, so my theory would be is, what if they were coming as children, because people tend to be more trusting of children, if that makes more sense.
Right.
I mean, that's just a theory I have that's just running through my head.
The problem you're thinking with the more along the aliens. The problem with the alien theory in my head is aliens have every description of an alien, of any
even hybrid,
have their eyes are glossy.
They
shine. They reflect light.
Their heads are larger.
Even
the hybrids are larger. But usually,
my biggest thing right now is the eyes. They don't.
Right.
There's a huge difference. I just got to say it. Whether anybody believes me or not or thinks I'm crazy, I've seen a demon in the flesh. That's what got me into this stuff when I was a kid. For 15 years, I told myself I had a bad dream. But that inky black abyss that has been described so many times is what scared me about this, because that's exactly what I saw as a child that got me into this. And that wasn't my first experience. I've seen those eyes multiple times. And I've heard the descriptions of aliens, and it's the eyes that get me. It really is. And plus the fact that aliens don't need your permission.
Well,
right.
They don't want that is what I was going to say. That's what I was going to say, that, again, I've studied ufology, and I, as a matter of fact, it's kind of the opposite. Not let alone no one is inviting them in, but they're coming in not wanted, and they're coming into homes, kind of thing. In the cars,
but
in the homes.
But correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't you say that you didn't think they were demons?
Well, yeah. Brandon, go ahead. What she said, Brandon, if you didn't hear, is that didn't you say that you didn't think they were that they were demons?
I don't think they're demons, but I do know the eyes, and I understand that soulless black pit. And I've seen a lot of things in my lifetime, and that's the only thing I've ever seen that looked to me like there's no soul behind those eyes. The windows are the eyes to the soul. That's what everybody said. They say that for a reason. When you see something like this and you don't see a soul staring back, when people see aliens, nobody ever says, I didn't see a soul staring back. When people see what they think are hybrid children, there's never, I didn't see a soul staring back.
What's funny about saying that, Brandon, is that one of the threads I was following myself had just something I had watched on YouTube, but it had like almost 3,000 comments on it, and I noticed again a pattern. Somebody would say about an encounter, and they would say soulless, and people would start mocking them and say, you know, you've seen a soul, what does a soul look like? But then somebody else would tell the story, and they would use the word soulless time and time again, different stories, people using those exact words. And while, again, we might not be able to physically look and see a soul, somebody else called it a void. There's something that is missing in those eyes that you're just not getting life-wise that you get with everything else.
And I'll tell you, when you see it, it changes your entire understanding of everything on a fundamental level that no matter what age you are, you don't think that your understanding can change at that level. This is something that's a lot more than it seems. And soulless is the best description I can come up with because it is. It's empty. There's nothing there. You don't see thoughts behind those eyes. You don't see regret. You don't see happiness. There's no emotion. There's nothing. You can't even see light shining off those eyes. They are literally like looking into an abyss. It's like looking into a void. It's the scariest thing I have ever seen in my life. And everybody that's retold these stories, that seems to be the underlying factor. This is the scariest thing they have ever seen. And like you said, soulless. I'm not the only person. I've been saying that for years about demons. And then when I started hearing this about these kids, but because of my experiences with that other thing, these kids don't yell out demon to me. They just don't, because demons don't need permission. I'm giving a timeout symbol for my partner here. I think he might want to say something.
Okay.
I said I wasn't going to do this, but it needs to be said.
We've got about 17 minutes left, so I'm going to go kind of quick. Last night, I went to bed like normal. I leave my TV on. By the way, I did make a YouTube video about this earlier. I'll explain that to Dave, to Hogan, later. Okay, I went to bed like normal. I always leave my TV on, my window open. I have trouble sleeping to begin with. I have horrible insomnia. So I was like off and on sleeping all night. I don't know the exact time, but I think it was about 2. I swear I heard the phone ring, the house phone ring, not my cell phone, and a yell from the house, but nothing else came from that. I dozed back off, and because of my sleep issues, I don't dream often, and if I do dream, I don't remember it, but I came into a very vivid dream that was, like, I don't want people to think I'm trying to get views or hits for this. This is honest to God what happened.
And he's been shaken up all day. I saw him almost cry when my fiance walked in the door earlier. The door open.
I was sitting in this dream, or whatever it was, I was sitting on the edge of my bed playing video games. The room is not very large. It's about 3 feet to the door. I looked up and there's 2 children standing at the door. And they were both wearing hoodies. And they were dark colored hoodies. They were 2 different ages. One of them was, I'd estimate 12, 13, 14 in that early teenage. The other one was not 8, 9, 10 years old. Just estimation. Their clothes were very dirty. The younger, the smaller of the two, the hoodie was zipped up, and it was zipped completely up to his neck. The hood was down over their eyes and their face. They didn't look up. They didn't look at me. It seemed like it was an eternity that I was just staring at them. And they said, one of them, and I don't know which one because they didn't move when they spoke, said, "Stop looking at us." And they looked up at me and their eyes were empty. That's the only way I can explain it. Their eyes were empty. And I woke up at 3:27 in the morning and I have not been the same since. My TV was turned off, which I don't turn it off. My window was closed. and I don't know what was going on. I am at a loss of everything.
And
right
for
now.
Those of you that don't know Rick the way I do, he's like my brother. And this morning, I didn't have any experiences, but we have that special connection. And I know when my fiance got out of bed this morning, she said, "Aren't you getting out of bed?" And I said, "No, I'm staying right here. Nothing bad ever happens right here." And then I was like, whatever, I don't know why I said that, I'm getting out of bed. I came out, I checked my phone, Rick's like, "I need to tell you about this dream." And I said, "Honey, you need to come sit with me because I think Rick saw the black-eyed children." And he immediately told me about the dream. Now, Rick has been acting funny all day long. He's crying right now. He's walking away with a hoodie pulled down over his eyes, I might add, which he doesn't do. There's a lot of subconscious
now, this is the guy that does the Supernatural podcast, right?
Yeah, yeah. These things don't bother him, so I've been questioning him. Rick, this morning on the thing, on Messenger, I was like, "Dude, you need to, all right, first thing you do, go to your door, follow a path to both of your other doors, see if there's any dirt, hair, anything out of place, investigate." And he's like,
"I'm sorry."
He's like, "But I vacuum." And I was like, "Rick, why did you vacuum? My mom's coming home." I was like, "I get that. And that's good. But 5 minutes to see if what you saw was real or in your head." And he's like, "But I had to vacuum." And that's all he could say. And the more I question him about it, the harder it gets on him. He's sobbing right now. Something really happened, and that's why I gave the little disclaimer earlier. You know, if you're going to go looking for something and it finds you or you find it, don't be surprised.
Can I share something that a similar experience happened to a guy I knew a long time ago? I don't know if it's in correlation with black eyed children, but...
Absolutely.
He was a lot like Rick. Nothing scared him whatsoever. He's constantly looking to the paranormal and all that. And he used to tell me the story about this little girl that would just appear to him randomly. And not, like I said, nothing ever scared him, but he saw her one night when we were together and he started crying. And we quickly went into our house, he closed the door, and all he could tell me was, "Don't let her in." I couldn't see what he was seeing, but he was visibly shaken up over her. Like, he refused to talk about her.
And you guys know Rick. If you could see him right now, you wouldn't know Rick. And, I mean, he has been changed on a fundamental level. And he described those eyes to me this morning. And he's literally only the second person besides myself I have heard give that description exactly the way I have seen those types of eyes. And I was like, "Dude, I don't know if it was a dream." And he's like, "It was a dream. I woke up." And I was like, "Yeah, but evidence." And he's like, "There wasn't any evidence." And he's like, "Wait a minute. My TV was off. My window was closed. I didn't do those things."
Another thing, the other day we had talked about how Brandon says we talked about that people dream of these things after they happen.
Which we did, because
I don't
remember. Hogan can confirm in most of the reports people have terrible nightmares afterwards. Am I correct, Hogan?
Right.
Anybody?
Yes. Okay. Rick, I'll do it because you're crying, man.
I'm okay.
Okay, you're okay? All right, get it through then.
This morning at 9:11 a.m., I believe it was 9:11, I sent out a tweet asking if anybody has any recounted tales of BEKs being in dreams. I have no recollection of Brandon and I discussing this.
And just the day before, we had sat here for a good 10 hours researching, watching videos, reading stories. And that was an underlining, theme that afterwards people are shooken up and they have nightmares about them and everything else. And I'm like, "Rick, that's part of the stories, brother. Why can't you see this?" He's like, when did we hear that?" And I was like, "When we were talking about it all day long, the day before yesterday." He has no recollection of that. Yeah, and he's scared to go answer the door.
I just want to say,
it's scary.
But what I
want to
say
is, it's a real phenomenon.
Yeah, we're kind of clashing there. What I want to say, though, is, again, if you you don't just have to take our word on what we're saying here. Again, do just a little bit of research, and you'll see all these same story elements come together in story after story after story. Again, we've done no collaboration this week on this episode whatsoever, but all of the points I have written down are points you guys are making, including the point about, again, I literally written on the page, if you know about them, they will visit you. People that had heard the stories, that had done the research, and I'm putting this out there, you know, let's be honest, you know, as a warning, not really something to do, but people that have done exactly what Rick and you have done, and I have done, have done this week, then being having a visitation. Now, it doesn't mean every person has had that visitation afterwards, but it is a common thread in the same stories. A guy like Rick, who regularly researches paranormal, who regularly ghost hunts and things like that, these aren't things that are going to disturb him because this is a part of his life, yet here he is with an experience that has left him shaking, disturbed, ruining our podcast. No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, but and I mean, man, I lost my train of thought.
We're running low on time.
Yeah.
But I just want to apologize to everybody for getting so emotional.
He did not plan on telling that story.
I wasn't going to tell it. I didn't want to tell it. I'm literally scared, like, shook to my soul.
And I'm here with him. I've been with him all day. I've been trying to help him through it. I see it. It's not something that he could act. He can't act.
I'm not an actor.
I'm sorry for being so emotional. Thank you for listening.
No, don't be sorry about that at all on the podcast tonight. Seriously, but again, still got time to take some calls. So again, if you want to call in, if you've got something to share here on the podcast, if you want to call in 657-383-0551, whether it's a personal story or just a comment on what we had been talking about tonight, again, give us a call. We'd still love to hear from you. We've got just over 7 minutes left in the podcast, but we'd still like to hear your opinion. Again, that's 657-383-0551. We are going to wrap things up, but I do want to take a moment, as always, to thank our sponsors, the Fanboys Cafe. And I did announce earlier that we are going to have a big announcement about the cafe on tonight's broadcast. Trying to get the cafe in Horseheads, New York, open as soon as possible. And it very much looks like, we had the inspectors come in today, and it very much looks like we are going to have our grand opening next Wednesday, May the 4th,
yeah,
for the Fanboys Cafe. And we're going to do a bigger grand opening sometime later after that. But for our Horseheads location, located at 3162 Lake Road in Horseheads, New York, out of Fanboys Cafe. It looks like we're going to have a grand opening, like I said, on May the 4th. And as a fanboy, May the 4th is kind of the ultimate day for a fan.
Yes, May the 4th be with you.
There we go, May the 4th. So, now if you don't know what the Fanboys Cafe, the cafe is, think sports bar, but instead of alcohol, think food and drinks like coffee and sodas and teas and things like that. A lot of great stuff here. But really, it's more about the atmosphere. Just like you'd go in a sports bar and see team logos and jerseys and those kinds of things, you come in here, you're seeing movie posters and autographs of some of the best geek fanboy stars that are out there. We're talking about like autographs from like Stan Lee and Harrison Ford, Mark Hamill, Carrie Fisher, Norman Reedus of Walking Dead, things like that. We're talking movie memorabilia, like most of the swords from the Lord of the Rings movies, lightsabers and things like that. Plus, oh yeah, the 155-inch screen for nightly viewing parties of shows like The Walking Dead, shows like The Flash and Gotham and things like that. So again, if you're a fanboy that lives in the upstate New York area, you really do want to come and check out Fanboys. Looks like we're going to be opening. Watch for the official announcement on the Fanboys Facebook group page. Like I said, we're kind of playing it by ear, but it looks like we'll be able to open next Wednesday. Pretty good news, guys?
Scared.
Yeah, that's great news. Now, I know we're trying to wrap up, but you and I gave our theories. and I know Rick hasn't, and I'm trying to get him. We've got like 4 minutes left. I'm trying to get him to give us a theory here. Rick, can you give us a theory from what you saw?
All I can say is it's one of the most frightening things I've experienced in my life, and I've done a lot. I've ghost hunted, like we said. I've played with Ouija boards. I've been out in the woods and cemeteries in the middle of the night and had weird stuff happen to me. Nothing has ever affected me like this. I've been physically attacked by nothing.
We have pictures.
And I kept going. I was contemplating not doing this podcast tonight because of this. All I can say is just be careful. Be careful what you look for, people. It's soul-shattering. It really is. And I hope and I pray for all of you that you don't experience this, honestly.
So there you have it, folks. I mean, it doesn't really matter what these things are. They're no good.
I think they're psychic vampires.
And that's a very good theory right there.
They drain souls.
Now, for upcoming weeks, what are some of the topics we're looking at in the upcoming weeks, guys, before we get off the air tonight?
Okay, this is a big one. This was brought by me. Looking at Dogman. Somebody requested we do Dogman. I've been in contact with Dark Waters on YouTube, and he has agreed to guest on our show.
So next week we will have Dark Waters from YouTube on our show
talking about Dogman.
Talking about Dogman. Be sure to get on YouTube, check out his channel. You can search Dark Waters. You're going to find him. We'll see if we can get a link up later.
I will post one.
But we will have a guest. We will have a guest next week, and we will be talking all about Dogman.
I also posted a video on the MonsterCast fan page that is something in the sky in California that happened last night. They're saying it was a meteor, but inspect the video. I did post it. Check it out. Let us know your thoughts. We will be talking about aliens. I think we do need to do another Bigfoot because last week's was kind of messed up.
Because of technical difficulties.
Right. And whatever anybody else wants to talk about, that's the big thing. What do you guys want to hear us talk about?
We
want to
be interactive. We can't stress that enough. And we will continue to stress it until we're interactive. So start calling us.
I do want to shout out to Sam for calling in. Thank you so much.
Yes, Sam.
And I want to do a huge shout out to Kelsey, who didn't call in. A little ashamed of you, girl. But she did hit us up on in the Facebook group there. And fanboys, yes, Kelsey, fanboys is for fanboys and fangirls. It's kind of a generic term, just meaning, you know, a fan, a super fan, so to speak. And again, if you saw the movie Fanboys, Christina Bell, who played like Veronica Mars and other parts, but she was one of the fanboys. Again, we don't mean any disrespect to young ladies out there. Fanboys is for fanboys and fangirls alike. We are getting that go home right now. So again, I want to thank Rick and B for being here tonight. Great show, guys. Look forward to next week. Again, folks, if you didn't hear, we're talking Dogman. If you got questions or if you've got something you'd like to hear us talk about here on the MonsterCast. Again, whatever that topic would be sure to check out the MonsterCast Facebook page or hit up Rick or B on Twitter. You can find them on Twitter. Where at, guys?
MonsterCast, BTAT, that's MonsterCast, then BTAT, or
MonsterCast Rick, R-I-K, don't spell my name wrong, please.
follow us. We're posting constantly. I have nothing to do with my life right now, so.
All right, guys, great show. And, again, looking forward to next week, MonsterCast. Going to be talking about the Dogmen. Once again, I'm looking forward to that show a lot. And, again, we're looking forward to hearing from you, the listeners. So hit us up on Twitter. Hit us up on the Facebook group. And we'll talk to you next week. All right, guys, we'll talk to you later.
Bicycle.